This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's already a third hour from the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got 5 minutes left with Dr. Jerome Corsi at WND.com. His new book, Good Night Obama, is powerful. Especially when you read the book to your kids 1,000 times, literally. I had 3 kids, and then it's turned into a satire. It's powerful. Because you think of all the crimes they've committed and what they've done, and you kind of review it in a children's book, in like 30 pages, and it's like, wow, these people really are going out of their way. They really do hate America. It's like they run it. They captured it. It's like if I had some enemy that owned a hotel, and then I got the hotel via a bank deal or whatever, or default, I wouldn't then blow the hotel up to piss on who had it before. It's like, it's real chicken you-know-what behavior. It's real trashy, real weird, unsophisticated. Then I ask, how are we conquered by these folks? So they're talking about election fraud. They got to have the feds come in, the UN come in, the EU come in and monitor it. But Trump's crazy. There's election fraud. Talk about that for 1 minute. And then what happens if Hillary gets in? What happens if Trump gets in? Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Well, the election fraud is a real problem. I mean, we're finding reports almost every day of illegal immigrants who are registered to vote. Of course, this has been a major strategy.
Dead people.
Yeah, and you know, dead people voting. And now we're going to have the UN come in and monitor our elections. We don't need any international authorities to monitor our elections. What we need is an honest election boards, and we need to pass laws where people, you know, you can't put your kid in school without, you know, proving who you are and where you live. Well, why can't we have voting registration that's dependent upon IDs? You know, this whole Democratic Party idea that the only way they can win is by cheating and stealing. You know, Trump is going to have to win by a substantial margin. He's going to have to win by an 8 to 10 point margin.
I agree. We've got to have a landslide for a win. But hypothetically, if she gets in, what happens? She admits she's going after the alt media. That's you and I. What else happens?
Well, if Hillary gets in, you can forget about the First Amendment, because anybody who opposes this totalitarian leftist agenda will be accused of hate speech. You can forget about the Second Amendment. She'll do away with the Second Amendment. She's made that clear. The expansion of the federal government, the powers, more debt, more government programs, more dependency on government, and inevitably more wars, because the only way that the Hillary Clinton can sustain what she wants to do in her power grab will be by going to
war.
That's
right. She doesn't want to just piss on America, but Russia and everybody else.
Absolutely. She'll go to war and, you know, solve and get paid more by the multinational corporations who will provide the war materiel. This is, you know, the strategy of scaring people into
war. I don't get these hyper-dominant psychos that just won't work with people. Why do these crazy liberals have to control the language, what everybody does, other governments? They seem like megalomaniacs, Dr. Corsi.
Well, they're totally opposed to what our, you know, the fundamental principle of our founding fathers, which had confidence that the average person would be best to rule themselves and that we should have dissent, because argument is the best way of reaching truth. The left doesn't believe in any of this. The left has an agenda, and that agenda is very much like a Marxist agenda. What, you know, it's unfortunate is so many of the millennials, the kids in schools, don't realize that they're the useful idiots to believe this nonsense.
I agree, but a lot of them are going against Hillary. That's exciting. And 1 minute left.
It is. It is. And they shouldn't be conditioned to expect free, because it's not free. And the point is, you know, that the enslavement that comes from believing this leftist agenda turns immediately on those who will put them in power. This is about elitism. This is about elite banking, you know, warfare mentality, where the Clintons and their associates, the Soroses, just get enormously rich. And
I agree. It's a referendum on the Bushes, the Clintons, elitism, crony capitalism, and the future Trump. It couldn't be clearer.
And no more Bushes, no more Clintons, no more elites, no more establishment.
Back to America, where it's what you produce and what you do.
Back to the fundamental principles of our country, which is First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the other
that Alexander de Tocqueville wrote about.
Precisely. And the realization that You know, if Hillary Clinton wasn't on the lying agenda, we wouldn't see tactics like her being rolled out with Kane interrupting
conversation. I agree. Please come back soon. WND.com. Get the new book. Goodbye to Obama. Great job, Dr. Corsi. Thank you so much. You're a godsend.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. We are now only 33 days from decision time. You're listening to the undisputed number one voice globally against the New World Order. This is the Alex Jones Show.
And that's Alex Jones introducing me, because who can get a voiceover guy to do it every day for you? And we do the countdown, day number 33. By the way, Ryan just ran up to me, one of our great graphics people, the head graphics guy, and he said, hey, these are in the store now. Hillary for President 2016. And I went, in the store? And I went, oh, we've never sold them. We were putting 3 or 4 in every order free, and people are seeing them all over the country. And I thought, a couple weeks ago, I said, I want you to order an incredible amount of these. I think I said like 1 million or something. They went, boss, you really want 1 million of these? But I don't know what they actually ordered, because I just talked to him for like 10 seconds during the break. But we've got Hillary for President bumper stickers, 10 packs, at cost. There's no reviews of it yet, obviously, because it just started going on sale. That's $4.95. Now, I can tell you, these bumper stickers cost us like 20 cents a piece. So they're glossy, high quality, made of good petrochemicals, so they last a long time. It'll be part of the resistance in the future if she actually steals it and gets in. But let me tell you, we're not making any money on that at that cost. But it doesn't matter if we were. We need the funding. I think we'll make a few bucks, maybe. The point is, get your Hillary for President stickers today, 10 packs. But my idea a few weeks ago, I don't know if they actually followed it. They're great folks, but I kind of shout orders here and there as I'm running down the hall, was to have like 100 packs, 1,000 packs at cost. not just 10 packs. 10 packs for folks who just want to do their own vehicles and give out to, you know, employees or whatever. We do. Oh, they did follow it. Okay, good. I forget all the stuff I've launched. Hillary for President Bumper Stickers, 50-pack, $14.95. Oh, imagine the havoc you can have with that. I know what I'm going to be doing at about 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to get up about 5 a.m., take a shower before the kids have gotten up, like Santa Claus. I'm going to slip out the door and stick a few of these up in a few places and slip back at about 5:45, 6 a.m. when they wake up and cook them breakfast. All the while, Daddy's been out there working for his babies against the tyrant. The secret to having unlimited energy, the secret to... The other day, I'd already been up for 20-something hours, hadn't slept but like 2 hours. They said, how are you bouncing off the walls yesterday, shooting all these videos and having meetings? And I said, it's 34 days, baby. 33 now. This is the fight against tyrants. Humans are meant to dare greatly and fight and strive and build. If you're an artist or a writer, you're like Beethoven, you're meant to pour your soul out. It's the same thing in a fight against globalists. I'm on cloud nine, baby. They roll in, grab me, line me up in the street, put a gun to the back of my head. I don't want to die. I don't want to leave this planet. I love life, but you know what? I'm going to be thinking, man, I really must have hurt them bad. Woo! I'm joining the legends right now. Yeah! They call me crazy. You people are crazy. Following some scumbag like Tim Kaine. Looks like a child molester. I will never be with you. And people ask why I get tears in my eyes. It's the joy. It's the joy. Guy called in yesterday and said, you sent me a free bottle of DNA Force when I called in. Thank you. And his voice sounded so sweet. I got tears in my eyes. Just to bring somebody happiness. And people say, oh, you're just a dumbass. All these people think they get ahead because they don't care about anybody. You're not even human. You think you're beating us because you don't have any feelings? That's the funniest thing I ever heard. You're like cancer, and you look at the body that gave birth to you and loved you. Your mother, your father, God, this planet, and you piss all over it like you can run around doing horrible things like you got some secret technology. As if those of us don't know how to do all the bad stuff, dumbass. I'm 10 times worse than you. But my good side's 1,000 times. Thank God we're not with you. When I got a little endorphin rush, remembering I launched this, I think it's a million we printed. And they probably did follow my order. 1 million bumper stickers are printed right now. I just remembered that. 1 million Hillary for President. Everyone must go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy these. I ordered them to do it at cost. They're probably actuary and taxes and regulations and the building costs and everything. Because I think there's a little bit of profit in the numbers I saw. I don't think there actually is. These are at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. You don't want Hillary? If you're in a battleground state, there's 11 of them, like Florida and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Colorado and all the other. I don't care where you're at. You hammer them and hammer them to hell. Post them in legal and lawful areas. Because when a foreign bank takes over and wants to murder you and your family and shut down the free press, God forbid, don't post these in public. God forbid the cops ought to pat you on the back and buy you a cup of coffee if they catch you sticking them all over power poles. Cops ought to be getting these, sticking these up. I mean, what are you going to do to save the country? We've been overrun by criminals. It's time to take action. And if Tim Kaine looks like a pot-bellied pedophile, then call him. Say he looks like one. We're sure he's innocent and connected to it. He just wants to write the Constitution, and we're here to stop him. Let me just stop for just a minute. I'm just going to stop for just a moment. Because the energy of good is rising. Let me tell you why it's rising. Evil is rising, and for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. For everything the enemy hits us with, God's going to give us the voltage and the response and the energy and the discernment to beat the enemy. And so it's like as evil intensifies, it's like my discernment, my understanding, my energy, everything gets crazier. You talk about superheroes? This is the real world, folks, fighting tyranny. It's like, good God, can I handle much more of this? Anyways, You know, I don't know they have this ready. I told them to do it this morning. It's hilarious. I don't know how I'm not even bragging. We're fighting a bunch of zombies. I'm out horseback riding with the family this weekend, hunting. And I say, you know what? This horse looks like the horse Putin was on a few years ago. That's his most famous photo. It's kind of this red-brown horse. And I said, we ought to do a joke where you take a photo of me with my shirt off when we got back to the camp. And I said, I'll tweet out the first one saying, I wonder why they say I work for Putin, knowing they wouldn't pick that up. I don't know how I know. It's like they want to say it first. But then I put out another one that looks even more like it. And then saying, oh, he doesn't know he looks like Putin. Look, he got trolled. When I knew it would just bring everybody back to the website. See, here's the deal. I don't mind being made fun of by you. That doesn't hurt me. I just want folks to come to the website and hear the truth. They think just being laughed at is so hurtful that, oh, look, all these headlines. Alex Jones puts out a picture of himself shirtless on a horse. The internet can't stop laughing. That's what I want, is the internet to not stop laughing and to come to this website and learn about what's really happening. We have the clip of the head of the army saying, get ready for World War II level war with Russia and all the rest of it. That's up on InfoWars.com. We have the actual clips of that we're going to clip together and put up for a shorter clip on YouTube. It'll be out of the article. It was an hour plus long speech he gave, so we didn't have that earlier. We had to clip it out. But that's coming up. But first, since I mentioned it, I want to play this Donald Trump piece where I think he should go to Haiti right now and raise the fact that the Clintons robbed him, give him $1 million, give him a bunch of food, organize some charities that actually give the money to Haitians, to meet with the leaders that have asked him to come there to expose the fact that Clintons tried to bribe him. It's totally presidential. He can then fly onto the U.S. It's going to be hit a few days later by the hurricane, and it's a devastating victory. So the headline is, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump to launch an emergency mission to Haiti? ? It's up to us to lobby for him to make the right move. Here's that report.
Devastated in 2010 by one of the worst earthquakes in Caribbean history.
It took only a glance to see what the rains did to the largest camp in Port-au-Prince.
Estimates vary, but up to 200,000 people have lost their lives.
New details of a possible influence paddling in the aftermath of the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, which we all remember very well.
There were hundreds of homes were destroyed after the earthquake, and the people are still hungry. They have no food, no job, no home. This is not right. The Clintons, Hillary Clinton, should be behind bars.
Now, Hurricane Matthew has slammed into Haiti at over 145 miles an hour, creating unbelievable devastation.
The whole world has given billions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation for the Haitians. Not even 2% of that money went back to Haiti.
Haitian leaders have already taken note of the fact that Donald Trump has been exposing the Clinton crimes in their nation.
So, Mr. Trump, we are asking you, begging you, the Haitian community will side with you if one day you ask Hillary Clinton publicly to disclose the audit of all the money they have stolen from Haiti in 2010 after the earthquake.
They're calling for you, Donald J. Trump. They're begging you to come to their island nation.
We need somebody like Donald Trump in the White House to make America great, so other countries around the world will respect America again.
Mr. Trump, you've been on the cutting edge of exposing the Clinton Foundation and how they robbed Haiti. Out of all their crimes, Haiti is clearly the worst. Tens of millions of dollars raised and less than 10% actually delivered to the starving people of Haiti. More than 10,000 Haitian children then died because the United Nations effort, led by the Clintons, gave them poison-fetid water. Even the State Department's own data dump has letters from Chelsea Clinton, the Clintons' daughter, saying, please, you've got to do a better job. Children are dying from cholera. We've seen something in Hillary Clinton beyond hubris. We've seen an almost mechanical disconnect. A little over a month ago, when she refused to go to flooded Louisiana and Mississippi, Donald Trump went there and was on the spot and delivered food and aid to the people and talked to local leaders. As I speak, Haiti faces an even bigger threat than the devastating 2010 earthquake. Hurricane Matthew, at over 145 miles an hour, has smashed into the island and is sitting over it, wreaking mass flooding, landslides, and huge amounts of death. The Clintons publicly led an international movement that in total stole close to $2 billion of aid money that was meant to go to Haiti. And now, 6 years later, they've almost rebuilt nothing. And Hurricane Matthew shows the horrific cost of what the Clinton Foundation has done, parasitically bleeding this Caribbean island. In 2010, the president of the Haitian Senate, Bernard Sansouci, was there when the Clintons reportedly tried to bribe him to cover up the fact that they were stealing billions of dollars in donations. In the words of the former Haitian Senate president, the Clintons exploited Haiti's earthquake to steal billions of dollars from the sick and starving.
The American embassy called me, as it was often the case, and they said, President Clinton has a messenger for you. I said, send him over. He came, did not give me his name, but told me, Mr. Sansouci, you join our movement. You side with Bill Clinton in this invasion and will make you the richest man in Haiti. I said, sir, tell President Clinton for me, Bernard Sansouci is not for sale. I have principle and I love my country. A week later, by executive order, Clinton revoked my visa. I was then a resident of the United States. I am now a citizen of the United States.
And, you know, when she raises this money, every time she raises money, she's making deals. They're saying, could I be the ambassador to this? Could I do that? Make sure my business is taken care of. I mean, give me a break. All of the money she's raising, that's blood money.
I'll be honest with viewers. Donald Trump has always been one step ahead of me and my listeners. That's why he needs to be our president. But I'm just here to give the moral support to make sure that Donald does what he knows is best and some of his advisors don't block this idea, because it's the right thing to do to help Haiti. The Clintons have already robbed them of billions of dollars of donations, and it shows that America really does care, and it shows how presidential Donald Trump is to fly in, not days after the hurricane, but right behind it as it blows out tomorrow. Come in, land, give them a donation, give them food, rally good aid organizations that have good ratings online for giving almost all the donations to the Haitians, and support a true rebuilding in that country. And announce that your organization, the Trump Organization, is going to investigate building a hotel or tourist attraction in the nation. Show people what you've done in the business world. Show people true business investment in Haiti and a true helping hand in the midst of their crisis. Then Hillary will counter, saying you should be in the U.S., not in Haiti. Once you've shown a spotlight on what's happening on Haiti and gotten the people of the world to pour out billions of dollars that I predict will come in the next week with your leadership, you will then be able to move on to the United States and help with the damage that's taken place from the hurricane that hits the East Coast. In my view and from my gut, this is the right thing to do, because Haiti has been absolutely used and abused by the Clintons. It's an international scandal. It's something that will really wake up the voters how cold-blooded this Clinton crime family is, and it'll bring real aid to the Haitians. And you'll be able to expose the crimes they've committed while making right what's happened to the Haitian people. This is such a no-brainer. And I guarantee you, folks, Donald Trump was thinking about it before we were. But we've got to make sure via Twitter and via Facebook and other platforms that he knows this is the right move to make. You know he's going to be on the East Coast when it's hit by the hurricane while Obama's playing golf and Hillary's taking a nap. But he needs to go to Haiti because they've been so screwed over by the woman he's running against, Hillary Rodham Clinton. In closing, some of the best special forces in the world are SAS in Britain. And their maxim is fortune favors the bold. Well, our fortune is building a great economy, turning loose the engine of liberty, and empowering humanity. Something we know Donald J. Trump believes in deeply. There's another maxim, and that comes from our own army. And that is in Latin, liberate the oppressed from the Green Berets. Donald Trump and the Liberty Movement is all about liberating the oppressed. And if the people of Haiti aren't oppressed, nobody is. They are oppressed by the Clintons and limousine liberals, and Donald Trump needs to come and begin the process of freeing the Haitians and rebuilding Haiti. America, led by the Clintons, screwed over the Haitians. It's time for Donald Trump to reverse that. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I filed that report last night. It's on InfoWars.com, red link. Please send it to Twitter, to Donald Trump, Facebook, the media. He's already made some great moves going to Mexico, going to Louisiana. There's no hurricane there now. He's got to get down there, give him a donation, give him some food, bring some charity leaders with him that can meet him. Organize folks to, hey, give money, not to the Clintons, but directly to these groups. You know, this group gives 90%. This group gives 89%. You know, but charity's keeping like 10%. That's what it takes to run stuff on average. So if something's given 89%, 90%, you know it's good. Water treatment, schooling, food, you name it, medicine. Again, I've had family that's gone to Haiti, gone to South America, you name it, to help folks. Rand Paul, to his credit, has been to Haiti a bunch doing it. Gary Haven's taken him some of the times. And it's just a good thing to go help people. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. It's not like, oh, it's special, I went and helped somebody. That's what humans do. If I'm in trouble, I want help. We came home one time from a Christmas trip out west camping and from New Mexico, and the pipes had burst in the ceiling and actually caved in. There was even, I don't know how it did, it was like even a hole in the roof. It was like in my bedroom. It was like open to the sky. I guess the workers had torn in to cut the water off. And you know, we went and stayed at our neighbors for a couple of days. I mean, that's what this is all about. We could stay at a hotel, but the next door neighbor said, hey, we got an extra bedroom or two. You'll stay right here. Bottom line, history is happening right now. And all of us need to do everything we can in the next 33 days or 32 and a half days now to expose the globalists. I'm going to cut videos that chronicle the Clintons' crimes. That's up to you to get those out to everybody. I'm going to cut videos exposing the Islamic attacks on women. We're going to expose what happened in Haiti. We're going to obviously interview some people abused by Clinton personally here in studio next week. I'm going to leave it at that. We're just pulling all the stops right now because history is happening. This election counts. It's not where you got two-stage presidents or two-stage candidates. It's happening. Now, since I mentioned this last hour, this was an hour-long-plus video in Army Times. We wrote about it. U.S. Army chief threatens war with Russia. We will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before, he tells the Russians. Then he goes into Iran, who our own government's actually arming, not Russia. And then he goes on to say this could be nothing like we've experienced since World War II. And you tie this into the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dunford, 2 weeks ago, or almost 2 weeks ago, saying we're getting ready for World War III with Russia. This is what they've been told to get ready for. And you got weirdos in Congress, Democrats and Republicans, going, can't you just shoot down those Russian airplanes with cruise missiles, not have our guys hurt? Now imagine they're thinking, now, these congressmen, listen carefully, are dumb. They're idiots. They're fools. They're jokes. They're morons. They probably think they're real smart. But remember the congressman who's still the congressman in Georgia, in Atlanta? He thinks that Guam, our main military base in the Pacific, one of the main ones for B-52s, you name it, he thinks that it's floating, that islands float, that rocks float, like Hawaii's floating, not mountains that stick up out of the water from tectonic plate action. He doesn't know any of that. He doesn't know how fun it is to know all that. He thinks it's floating islands. He was asked. He goes, he believes they're islands because you can see them above the water. The guy has probably a 70 IQ. He's mentally retarded, in my view. I'm sad for him. But it's only one step beyond that to have Republican and Democratic congressmen that I have on tape. It's like an hour-long briefing with the chairman where they're going, can't you, listen, we don't have to have war. We just shoot cruise missiles in. And they shoot down the Russian planes, and the generals keep going, but then the Russians respond. See, they think as you send a cruise missile that's not human, when it kills humans, the Russians don't respond. And the general, in the full hour-long exchange, keeps going to Democrats and Republicans, we ought to play the whole thing tomorrow, just over several hours. Keeps going, well, there'll be Russian pilots, and they'll respond. They keep going, but we're going to fire cruise missiles so we don't lose people. And he goes, but they'll then respond. I knew more when I was 12 about military operations than these congressmen did. And I guess because genetically I was like a warrior ant or a leader ant, whatever you want to call it, I was attracted to it and reading every book I could on it about bombing runs in Europe. And I guess both grandfathers had genetically done that. So maybe it was like an ancestral memory that was so close it was passed on to me, but I was obsessed with aerial warfare and ships and bombs and weapons and detonators and atomic weapons and hydrogen weapons and fission fusion and particle beams and, you know, everything else. I wanted to know about intelligence agencies and secret societies and everything else. And you sit there, you think Congress knows. They're like, well, why can't we just blow up the Russians? They're like, but they'll respond. They don't even understand. The generals keep going, we'll go to war if you do that. That's how crazy. I'm going to play these clips. We have the new U.S. Army chief threatens war with Russia when we come up, and then we're going to go to Roger Stone. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's time to reverse that journey to hell. Roger Stone's going to be popping in here in a moment. We're getting him on the line right now. But there is an hour-plus speech given yesterday by the head of the U.S. Army, Chief of Staff Mark Milley. And that dovetails with Dumford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, saying, you're asking us to go to war with Russia. We will launch cruise missiles. They will shoot down Russian aircraft. They will attack. And Congress goes, but our pilots won't get hurt. And they go, yes, but then our aircraft carriers will. I mean, this is like the congressman from Georgia thinking islands float. I mean, I am horrified. I used to always hear by people, Alex, it's not a conspiracy, it's idiots in government. Well, it's idiots with a conspiracy. It's both. But this is an incredibly dangerous time. Here is the piece. We went and excised out the clips of the chief of staff The article's up on Infowars.com. U.S. Army chief threatens war with Russia. Here it is.
I want to be clear to those who try to oppose the United States. I want to be clear to those who wish to do us harm. I want to be clear to those around the world who want to destroy our way of life,
that
of our allies and friends.
You'll blow the planet up? You're alone.
The United States military, despite all our challenges, despite our op tempo, despite everything we've been doing, will stop you and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Make no mistake about that. Other countries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, went to school on us. They closely watched how we fought in 91 and 03. They studied our doctrine, our tactics, our equipment, our organization, our training, and our leadership. And in turn, they revised their own doctrines, and they are rapidly modernizing the military today to avoid our strengths in hopes of defeating us at some point in the future. Recently, a senior Russian official, ambassador to the United Kingdom, Alexander Karamenko, he said, quote, "The established world order is undergoing a foundational shakeup with the Crimea, Ukraine, and Brexit." He went on to call for the dismantling of NATO and the European Union. And he said, quote, "Russia can now fight a conventional war in Europe and win. Russia is the only country that will remain relevant forever. Any other country is dispensable, and that includes the United States. We are endgame now," end quote. We can now, and we will remain in the future, retain the capability to rapidly deploy, and we will destroy any enemy, anywhere, anytime. Additionally, the battlefield will be highly complex, almost certainly in dense urban areas and against an elusive, ambiguous enemy that combines terrorism and guerrilla warfare alongside conventional capabilities mixed with large civilian populations.
And again, we're facing the biggest threat since World War II, is the other quote. General Mark Milley has been ordered to do this. The threat is the New World Order. The threat is George Soros. The threat are the people spending hundreds of millions to have cops killed. The threat of the people that have opened our borders, have sold our jobs overseas, and want to collapse Russia like they've collapsed us. But he's been ordered to do this. He's been ordered to put this out. And what Russia has said, if you read the full quote, is they're in the end game because they know they're under attack. They're having drills. They're preparing for nuclear war. The average American is running around trying to get transgendered bathrooms put in. But he's been... Milley was ordered to do that, just like the chairman was ordered to do it 2 weeks ago, because that could be their October surprise, is war with Russia, and then that makes sense. Accusing Trump, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, everybody being a Russian agent. No, I mean, ridiculous. But, you see, then you start a war. Oh, then we got to arrest our opposition. Those evil folks that are pro-gun, those evil folks that are anti-radical Islam, those folks that are pro-family, those people that want lower taxes, they're Russian agents. Meanwhile, a bunch of neocon Trotskyites that are literally former Russian agents are who run the Republican Party that is against Donald Trump. Let's play this clip from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, just in case you just tuned in. You got Hillary saying if there's any cyber attacks, they say are from Russia, launch a physical war against Russia. That's the hour we're in, folks. Here it is.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
Well, all the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. That's a pretty fundamental decision that certainly I'm not going to make.
All right, let me explain what's happening here. Then I'm going to Roger Stone to cover other issues. He can comment on this if he wants to. Let's say Russia has an elephant gun, a 50-caliber rifle, to our head. And General Dumford and General Miley have a 50-millimeter howitzer pointed at our head. Yes, the Russian head is going to be more blown off than ours, but our head's going to be blown off as well. The Russians can only destroy the planet, some estimates from James Weapons Quarterly are, 100 times. The U.S., 200, 300 times. And we all know there's a lot of secret weapons that have been developed. The Russians have, too. But let's just be honest. The U.S. is got a lot of brains. Russia does, too. But the U.S. is sickeningly providence-prone. Okay? So, this is crazy town. It's like saying, I put 100 gallons of gasoline in your house. We go, oh, yeah, Russia, we put 500 gallons in your house. Well, I'll just light it. I'll light it, too. Okay, flames will be higher in the Russian house than here. Our houses will be burned to the ground. And why? Russia isn't doing anything to us. And for that, I'm accused of being a Russian agent. Roger Stone, I've known him for, I met him like 6, 7 years ago in Dallas at a JFK event. He's a best-selling author on the JFK assassination. But, you know, been in like inside 4 or 5 administrations, worked for, I've been involved in 9 different campaigns or 8 campaigns. Everything he's ever told me has been incredibly accurate, in fact, scarily so. But I had other sources, and I saw WikiLeaks out saying, she'll be destroyed, she's going to be indicted, this will get her indicted just 2 weeks ago. He cancels this event, he goes out, he does this other Access TV-style deal from Germany, and then never releases anything. I got a little mad, but, you know, Assange's done a great job overall, so I'll give him a pass. I apologize for being too angry in the middle of the night, you know, being up 20 hours. But that said, they now say, and I have the clip coming up, let's cue that up, it's about a minute long after we talk to Stone, that they are going to release it, quote, the next few days. His lawyer said that on Al Jazeera. But that separately, we already have all these huge October surprises, the Benghazi stand down, all the corruption, the foundation, the emails. I mean, pretty much, what would bring her down? You know, the sky's the limit. But Roger sent me an email early in the morning, he said, it was like 6 a.m., I'd already gone to bed for a few hours. He's like, well, I'll take the blame. I've never been like been given such disinfo before directly by my intermediary to him. But I said, you don't take the blame. You're an incredible guy. I get stiffed by sources, too. You know, we know what Hillary's really done. He's the one that advertised all this. You're more credible than ever. We're the men in the arena. So we come up short sometime. I noticed they had like Right Wing Watch and Media Matters and the Huffington Post make fun of me. Oh, Alex said he's proud he did that show the other night and was chumped. Yeah, we had millions of viewers online alone, grew our audience hugely, were in hundreds of newspapers yesterday, exposed the globalists, brought up the Clinton's crimes while millions tuned in. Our link was the top link on the internet for the WikiLeaks feed. Yes, I succeeded by showing up in that game and getting run over. That's what a player does, dumbasses. And all you people that aren't in the arena don't get that. Roger Stone, the man in the arena, you're on the air.
Alex, great to be back with you. You know, it's not over till it's over. And if one looks at the AP story on what Assange says, he's going to release documents for the next 10 weeks, and they are going to specifically address war, immigration, Google and what's going on there, and the U.S. election. So I don't think anything has changed. In this case, justice delayed is not justice denied. No one ever suggested that Alex Jones or particularly Roger Stone controls Julian Assange. We just admire him. But he's going to inform the American people, evidently, on a time frame of his choosing. He's not for Donald Trump. He's not a Republican.
No, he's been very, very bipartisan. And look, you know, again, I got angry. I've apologized. Overall, his work's so great. I just didn't like sitting there hearing him say, you know, he said, she'll be indicted when I release this, and then it didn't get released. But I talked to some sources, correct me if I'm wrong, that say he was actually threatened that you'll never get a deal if you do this.
Well, not only that, he is. They have these trumped-up charges against him on sexual assault, which I'm convinced is a complete frame.
Yeah, they admit 2 women consensual, menage a trois. Then weeks later, they bitch, and one of them has been connected to the Central Intelligence Agency.
Right, and I know Alex, you're personally jealous about the 2 girls. So it is. It's laughable. It's a joke because it's a frame, and you can see that they want to lock this guy up so that he cannot expose the deep front, the deep state. But nothing's really changed. I'm still highly confident that he is going to do what he has said he is going to do. Perhaps it won't happen in the time frame that I had been made aware of, but I still have confidence.
And let's be clear, though, now that I know the inside baseball, he didn't chump you or anybody. He was going to do it. Everything you said followed their tracking. He got some incredible threats. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I have this from another source, from lawyers in New York. That's when he backed off. Now he's had Sarah Harris, I want to play this clip, yesterday on Al Jazeera, this has gotten no coverage, it's on InfoWars.com, said it will be in the next few days. Here it is.
A press conference, Sarah Harrison, we were told by Julian Assange that more leaks were coming, more damaging information was coming. He mentioned Hillary Clinton. What can we expect from that over the next few days?
Yeah, well, as Julian was explaining this morning, we will be starting some more publications that will be running with publications happening every few days. They'll be starting in a few days. And we have several of them with a number of interesting revelations that will be coming out to do with, yes, as you just pointed out.
What's interesting about them?
But also in another number of other topics. Well, I'm afraid on that one I'm going to annoy you and you're going to have to wait.
I was
editor. There's also a lawyer on the same show saying similar things. So Stone, that's good news. We want to see, quote, the information that will indict her. If he has knowledge of a crime, he needs to release it.
Well, reading from the Associated Press, Assange says that WikiLeaks plans to start publishing new material starting this week, meaning next week. The significant material would address war, arms, oil, internet giant Google, the U.S. election, and mass surveillance. Yes, I think that this payload is coming, and the deep state is quaking in their boots. Now, you can't really blame Assange. He doesn't want to end up like Seth Rich, who took three in the back.
It's funny. It shows you may have the same sources. He was told, hey, Seth Rich got three or four bullets in the back. You better shut up.
Yeah, I mean, and we now know that Hillary Clinton actually considered using a drone to take him out. They've had security problems there at the Ecuadorian embassy. The globalists want this guy dead and quickly because he can connect the dots, and I suspect they know he can connect the dots, and that is deeply problematic for the, you know, the Bushes and the Clintons and others who have been profiteering off the system while they sell out their country.
And I thought the NSA would spy on us, it now spies on them. Shifting gears out of this then, what do you make of all the war with Russia talk? Is that Hillary's October surprise?
Well, it could be. Look, I've said all along that the whole idea of her raising the question of Trump's coziness with Russia, a completely phony issue. Eric Trump today saying, we have no investments or loans whatsoever in Russia, so that turns out to be an entire canard. No, I think the neocons around Hillary are committed to war. It is the policies of the Obama-Clinton administration that have moved us towards war. Trump is the peace candidate. Trump favors detente with the Russians. He understands.
So how do we reach out to liberals and say your party is a warmongering psycho group now?
It is everything is kind of backwards. It's
upside
become
down.
Very, very, Kafkaesque. You're looking down the rabbit hole. Now, we are the ones who are soft on the Russians, which is nonsense. And the Democrats are the hardliners. I mean, it's everything here is backwards.
Well, by soft on the Russians, we're not going to let them take over and push us around. But we are against nuclear war on the end of the planet.
Well, I think so are they. And more importantly, we have a common enemy in ISIS who is a greater threat to both of us at the moment. It would probably be a good thing if we could get together and coordinate our efforts to destroy them. Then yesterday, just proving this whole continuing drama, I learned with a certainty that Congressman Jerry Nadler from New York,
Jabba the Hutt's son,
spearheaded the effort to get the FBI director to investigate yours truly for my non-existent ties to the Russians and the supposition that the foreign agent Stone is talking to the foreign agent Assange. Well, I've never said that. He's not a foreign agent. I'm not a foreign agent. This is a witch hunt that Joe McCarthy would be proud of. But Nadler now admits the questions were fed to him by the money launderer, David Brock, the incredibly short and nasty hitman for the Clintons, who, by the way, whose book, The Education of Hillary Rodham, is the foundation for my book. He confirms, actually he wrote it before I did, all of the criminal activities of Hillary Clinton in silencing Bill's sexual assault victims, a book he has never disavowed.
Why did he switch sides?
Cash. Cold cash. He's a mercenary, and he wasn't making enough money on the right. Meanwhile, you have the hijacking of the conservative media. We now know that Fox News, as you pointed out, Britt Hume at Fox News got busted yesterday using word for word, verbatim, Media Matters for America talking points. Newsmax, once a reliable conservative organ, has been hijacked by the Clintons. The owner of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, has given $1.5 million to the Clinton Foundation. This is the guy who wrote the definitive best book on Vince.
Why did he do that? Because he knows the Clintons are going to have scorched earth and shut down all of their media? Is that why Beck is groveling? Is that why Beck is groveling? Is that why Beck is groveling? Because they know it's the end game?
No, in this particular case, there was an email released by Assange last week that shows that Ruddy appealed to the Clintons to get a visa for a young man who's a friend of his in Panama to come and stay in the United States. So it's pay for play is what it appears to be. But people need to know, Newsmax was once a conservative organ. It's now controlled by the Clintons. If that's where you're getting your news, folks, switch to Infowars.com because Newsmax is no longer run by conservatives, just like Fox News is no longer run by conservatives. These are now Clinton House organs.
Oh, I mean, they'll have a show where it's the host and then a Republican Democrat, and the Republican Democrat guest will go, oh, it's ridiculous. Hillary only stumbled. She didn't fall down. We have the footage. I saw that on Bill Hemmer yesterday. I mean, they have reached that magnitude. Roger Stone's our guest. I want to ask him what's on his radar. I've been asking the questions. I want to find out what he's focused on straight ahead. Where is Trump really in the polls? What happened in the debate last night? Got a bunch of those clips as well. And then Paul Watson from His Britannic Majesty's London, England, in the fourth hour. Infowars.com. There's a new Hillary Don't Tread on Me shirt, limited edition.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%. 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
We got this segment, one other, 5 minutes the next hour. Then Paul Watson is ready to come into the bullpen and onto the field. We are 33 days out. This is an epic time, to say the least, to be alive. I've been asking a lot of questions here, Roger Stone. What about the polls? What about the numbers? What about Hillary? What about the debate last night? I mean, wow. Did Governor Pence not absolutely annihilate Creepy Kane? Kane is burning down, it seems like.
I think Mike Pence did a fantastic job last night, and I was very proud. You know, I've offered to step in as his body double at any time, but last night I'm glad I didn't, because he was terrific. Measured, balanced comment, and he was up against a rude, arrogant jerk. I mean, the likability factor in American politics is crucial. I mean, constantly being interrupted, it's just creepy. I mean, the guy is buddy on a radio show was on this morning, said he looked like a child molester. I mean, the guy was sweating, nasty. This is a guy who would be working Republicans in Congress as sitting vice president. And, of course, the juxtaposition of the Kane record in Virginia, a disaster, and Pence's record in Indiana, a model in terms of productivity and growth and economic prosperity, is striking. So I would just remind some folks that it was Paul Manafort who strongly urged the selection of Mike Pence, who arranged for Trump to meet Pence, that others in the camp at that point, Lewandowski wanted Chris Christie. Think how that would have worked out. He's two steps away from impeachment now that we've determined in the federal courts that he lied entirely about the George Washington Bridge covering closing.
Sure. I mean, getting off Christie, I want to be clear, because there was some crosstalk in my ear. I mean, I'm not saying Kane is a child molester, but he's called Creepy Kane. Trump says he looks like a, you know, absolute kook criminal, like pulled the actual tweet. But I heard you say something about child molester.
What I said was I did a radio show this morning, and a woman called in and said he looked like a child molester. I'm not saying...
You didn't know that in the first hour I said he looked like a child molester. Wow.
No, I did not. So it is obviously people did not react well to the whole way he came across.
Yeah, when people think you look like a child molester, you're not doing too good.
Yeah, I would say generally speaking.
And we're not saying he molests children. We're not saying that. Yeah. Everybody knows Caddyshack is a Judge Smells molests colleagues.
I tune in to see Newt Gingrich, who I thought he was on the Trump team, but he's out there criticizing Trump. Trump should have...
Yeah, why does Trump put up with Gingrich? He's criticizing him every day. I mean, Gingrich is the biggest snot-nosed Rockefeller globalist I ever saw.
Me and Rockefeller's campaign in Georgia in 68, I remember specifically when Richard Nixon told me, he sniffed and said, that Newt Gingrich, don't trust him, he's no good.
He wrote a foreword to Alvin Heidi Tobler's book calling for world government, microchipping of the population, and the Rockefellers running everything.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich, not a conservative. So, but remember, those were your choices for vice president. Christie, who some in the Trump inner circle wanted, is the ticket would be imploding right now had we taken him. Gingrich, he would be out criticizing the presidential candidate today. No, Mike Pence was exactly the right man. And the Trump-Pence ticket is really the final last chance for this country to survive. I honestly believe this. Is Donald Trump perfect? No. Would he tell you he's perfect? No. But he's his own man. He's a nationalist. He believes in America.
Exactly. So what happens this Sunday? What happens with this big Royal Rumble with the known CIA operative Anderson Twinkle Toes Bite Your Pillow hosting it?
Well, I like Anderson Cooper. He's always been very nice to me. I just don't like his politics. And since the other night, Megyn Kelly attacked me, but they won't afford me the chance to come on. John King at CNN attacks me the other night when asked about with WikiLeaks and Stone's comments regarding Assange. He says, well, Stone probably believes in Area 51. Alex, I don't even know what Area 51 was. I had to go look it up. So,
well, that's what they always do. Loch Ness Monster. Let's talk about the Vanderbilt Cooper straight ahead. Back in 70 seconds, fourth hour, Infowars.com/show. We have the new Hillary shirt available. Hillary and the Gadsden flag. The Gadsden snake attacking Hillary for peace and loving liberalness. Infowarsstore.com.